Chapter 29. 2 hours and a half a dozen attempted tracking spells later, I snarled and slapped a stack of notepads off the corner of the table in my sub-basement laboratory. They thwacked against the wall beneath Bob the Skull's shelf and fell to the concrete floor.
It was to be expected,
Bob the Skull said very quietly. Orange lights, like the flickers of distant campfires, glittered in the eye sockets of the bleached human skull that sat on its own shelf, high up on one wall of my lab, bracketed by the remains of dozens of melted candles and half a dozen paperback romances.
The parent-to-child blood bond is much more sympathetic than that shared by half-siblings.
I glared at the skull and also kept my voice down.
You just can't go a day without saying that you told me so.
I can't help it if you're wrong all the time, yet continually ignore my advice, Sahib. I'm just a humble servant.
I couldn't scream at my non-material assistant with other people in the apartment above me, so I consoled myself by snatching up a pencil from a nearby workshelf and flung it at him. Its eraser end hit the skull between the eyes.
Jealousy, thy name is Dresden, Bob said with a pious sigh.
I paced up and down the length of my lab, burning off frustrated energy. It wasn't much of a walk. 5 paces, turn, 5 paces, turn. It's a dank little concrete box of a room. Workbenches lined 3 of the walls, and I had installed cheap wire shelving above them. The workbenches and shelves are crowded with all manner of odds and ends. Reagents, instruments, various bits of gear needed for alchemy, and scores of books and notebooks. A long table in the middle of the room was currently covered by a canvas tarp, and the floor at the far end of the lab had a perfect circle of pure copper embedded in it. The remains of several differently structured tracking attempts were scattered on the floor around the circle, while the props and foci from the most recent failures were still inside it.
One of them should have gotten me something, I told Bob. Maybe not a full lock on Thomas's position, but a tug in the right direction at least.
Unless he's dead, Bob said, in which case you're just spinning your wheels.
He isn't dead, I said quietly. Shagnasty wants to trade.
Uh-huh,
Bob scoffed, because everyone knows how honorable the Nagloshi are.
He's alive, I said quietly, or at least I'm going to proceed on that assumption.
Bob somehow managed to look baffled.
Why?
Because you need your brother to be all right, whispered a quiet voice in my head.
Because anything else isn't particularly useful toward resolving the situation, I said aloud. Whoever is behind the curtains is using the Skinwalker, and probably Madeline Wraith, too. So, if I find Thomas, I find Shagnasty and Madeline, and I'll be able to start pulling threads until this entire mess unravels.
Yeah, Bob said, drawing out the word. Do you think it'll take long to pull all those threads? Because the Nagloshi is going to be doing something similar to your intestines.
I made a growling sound in my throat. Yeah, I think I got its number.
Really?
I keep trying to punch Shagnasty out myself, I said, but its defenses are too good, and it's fast as hell.
He's an immortal, semi-divine being, Bob said. Of course he's good.
I waved a hand. My point is that I've been trying to lay the beating on it myself. Next time I see it, I'm going to start throwing bindings on it, just to trip it up and slow it down, so whoever is with me can get a clean shot.
It might work, Bob admitted.
Thank you.
If he's such an idiot that he only bothered to learn to defend himself from violent energy attacks, Bob continued, as if I hadn't spoken, which I think is almost as likely as you getting one of those tracking spells to work. He'll know how to defend himself from bindings, Harry.
I sighed. I've got gender issues. Bob blinked slowly.
Wow. I'd love to say something to make that more embarrassing for you, boss, but I'm not sure how.
Not my... I threw another pencil. It missed Bob and bounced off the wall behind him.
With the Skinwalker. Is it actually a male? Do I call it a he?